This Christmas marks the 100th anniversary of an impromptu and unsanctioned ceasefire that took place during World War I. And now, a new narrated work commissioned by the Boston Pops uses music to tell the story of that famous display of humanity. Andrea Shea from Here and Now contributing station WBUR went to Symphony Hall in Boston to find out more.
Audiences who come to see the holiday Pops can usually expect jaunty chestnuts like How the Grinch Stole Christmas or The Polar Express. But this year, conductor Keith Lockhart was stirred by a bittersweet episode from history, the Christmas Truce of 1914.
The particular thing about this story is that the uniting force, the thing that brings people together, is music.
He sets the scene.
The first few months of World War I were some of the bloodiest of that entire conflict, one that eventually claimed 16 million lives. After 2 or 3 months of fighting, both sides were basically entrenched in Flanders Field, separated by mud and dead bodies.
But on Christmas Eve, the British soldiers noticed strange lights coming from the German side.
And they peeked cautiously over the trench and saw that the German soldiers had put out Christmas trees lit with candles. And then a German soldier started singing Stille Nacht.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht.
Silent Night. Here's how the moment is portrayed in the 2005 film Joyeux Noël. The British soldiers laid down their arms to join in. French fighters added their voices, too. Now, the ceasefire is captured in A Soldier's Carol, a new work Lockhart commissioned from Broadway writers Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty.
I actually thought that it was a fable. I didn't realize that it was a real incident.
That's Flaherty. For the Pops Commission, he and his writing partner crafted a 9-minute work for choir, orchestra, and narrator.
It starts out very joyously for maybe 4 measures, and then it goes to a very dark place because it's really set on the field of war, where the war happens, in the trenches.
Actor Karen McDonald narrates.
Natural landscape of mud, nothing but mud as far as the eye can see. A no man's land of black rats and unrelenting rain, barbed wire and the shapes of fallen soldiers.
Soon, that one lone German soldier stands to sing. Then his enemies join in.
They did that throughout the night, and then on Christmas Day, they came out of their trenches, helped each other bury one another's dead, and then they traded gifts, they played football. It's amazing to think that in all of that chaos and death, that they had a moment to stop and celebrate Christmas.
On the battlefield, the soldiers sing Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful, and O Holy Night. Flaherty hopes the piece will make audiences hear those classics differently.
I think it's a meditation on war, meaning what pulls people apart and what potentially can hopefully bring them together.
The truce was short-lived, though, and the fighting resumed.
There will always be wars. There will always be conflict. There will always be hatred in the world.
Conductor Keith Lockhart.
But what the story shows is that there will always be a glimmer of hope, a yearning by mankind to do something better.
For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.